70 miles for me. It's closer for me to go to Montgomery than it is to Mobile. So just give me a call at 575-5000, and I'll be glad to talk with you. And, again, it doesn't cost you one penny.
There you go, Ray.
Yes, sir. We sure going
to
do it, Ray.
Ray, we sure appreciate you, man. We'll get ready to hear from you next Saturday. And like I say, man, have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Now.
Ray Lambert, McNeil, Aaron, and Lambert, if you're looking for some financial advice, give him a holler.
Nice to hear from Ray this morning,
absolutely,
no doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Rob, one thing when we were at the break, of course, last hour, we talked about Game Check. We talked about deer diseases, EHD, CWD. That's right. That's right. We talked about Game Check. We had Taylor Dees call in. But one thing that concerns me in our state, and I look at it in other states, is availability of land. If you take a look at deer hunting now, a lot of folks, they don't own land. They don't make a lot of money. But we need those folks out there hunting. We need them out there in the woods.
Yeah, and they complain that there's not enough places to go hunt. Well, I can't afford, you know, $15 or $20 a lease.
Absolutely.
There is more land to hunt. The department has bought, 25,000 additional acres in the last few years for people to go and hunt, and got these mentored programs coming along. And that's something that's new, isn't it, Chuck?
It is. We've got a lot of new things coming up, and when folks come and listen to the seminar series this year, we're going to be going over every bit of that.
Absolutely. Chuck, what y'all have come out with, and I want to get back to my point about public land. Alabama does not rate well nationwide as far as accessibility or having the number of acreage. Of course, Chuck, you and I were talking about earlier in the state. I mean, we're a different place than a lot of places that got millions and millions of acres.
Yeah, we've got about 97-98% of the state is privately owned.
But that's one of the things that you're trying to change, you're trying to work on. And now you got these special opportunities. We've got some gold mines that are about to open up. You know, you talked about in the first hour we had the place for quail hunting and for small game and maybe some archery hunts. Folks, you don't understand. You need to take a look at these special opportunities. Chuck, tell us about them and tell them where they're at.
All right. We're bringing four special opportunity areas online. The reason we're not calling them WMAs is still public land. But, you know, our typical WMA is 15, 20, 60, 90,000 acre blocks of land. These special opportunity areas are ranging anywhere from one of them is 450 acres up to 6,500 acres. Several years ago, when we started losing some of our historic WMAs that we didn't own, that families just let us hunt, like Boykin and Scotch down in South Alabama, we started looking at some underserved areas of the state. We identified several locations, and y'all, we had to change our way of thinking, because going out and buying a 20,000 acre or 50,000 acre block of land is not going to happen. So we changed the model of what we were looking for. Dallas County, never been any public hunting land over in my part of the world over there. We were able to acquire, with a partnership with Forever Wild, 6,500 acres with Cedar Creek as the north border and the Alabama River as the west border. Now, this is as good as it gets, and we're going to be able to offer that this year for public hunting. Another underserved area was over around Lee and Russell County. We got the 4,500-acre Uchi Creek track over there. We've got a 450-acre waterfowl special opportunity area called Crow Creek up in Jackson County that you're going to be able to apply, and if you get drawn, you and four buddies can go have your own little duck hunting place for the weekend. And then we've got Fred T. Stimson, which is about 5,400 acres in Clark County, which is where the majority of the deer and turkeys that were transplanted to repopulate areas of the state came from. We've had it some youth hunts down there for the past few years, but we're opening it up to some archery hunts this year and some small game hunts. So there's a lot of opportunity coming up for folks.
It's very, very important. This public land is important, Chuck. You know, I have the capability, thank God, of knowing some people that let me go hunt their land. I'm a member of some clubs. I get to hunt a lot, just like you do, and we got that opportunity. Some folks, they don't have the money, they don't have the opportunity. But let me tell you, I know when we used to do the the turkey hunt, the youth turkey hunt, when we first started doing youth turkey hunts, it was only on the wildlife management areas. And I used to go over there to Lowndes County. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The way the state takes care of that. I mean, it's pristine. It's unbelievable. And the hunts I always went on were good over there. I want folks to take advantage of that for the simple fact we need, Rob brought up the word mentoring just a minute ago. We need to get more folks out in the outdoors. And these opportunities, they're not quite like the wildlife management areas.
No, and let me explain that, because as a private land hunter myself, and I consider myself to be a pretty good hunter, if I was to pick up a map of Bankhead or Black Warrior WMA, and I'm looking at 60, 70,000 acres, I can figure out where to go hunt. And I think I've got a pretty good opportunity to harvest something. But I may drive 3 hours and get up there and hike a mile and a half in, and when I get there, there's somebody else there. And a lot of people like me don't want to go through that effort. Then put yourself in a novice hunter that doesn't know a whole lot, wanting to try to learn. That's overwhelming to try to look at that block of land. So what we've done, and I'll just use Dallas SOA over in Cedar Creek SOA in Dallas County, is 6,500 acres. We've broken it down into 16 hunting units, anywhere from 300 to 500 acres, where we've got roads or SMZs to delineate the boundaries. You apply for it. You and one buddy have basically a 500-acre hunting club for 4 days. So I can concentrate my scouting on that smaller piece. I know there's nobody going to be there but me and my buddy. It's a more manageable opportunity for somebody that's not used to public land hunting, and it gives our current public land hunters a different kind of hunt.
And there are restrictions on the bucks that they can take. The size of the antlers.
This is a quality hunting experience. Again, 6,500 acres in Dallas County, in the Black Belt.
That is
incredible. Kill 4 points over there. I'm sorry. This is going to be a well-managed. Bucks have got to be 16 inches. You and your buddy can kill a buck a piece and two does a piece. So it's going to be run differently. This is going to provide a different opportunity for our public land hunters.
Man, this sounds great. Hey, we got a caller on line one. Let's talk to Andy. Good morning, Andy. How are you, sir?
Gentlemen, how are y'all today?
Oh, my God.
Working
we
hard,
man. Scraped the bottom of the barrel this morning. What are you doing?
I'm on the way to the Buckmaster Expo. I hope everybody else is coming down there to come see us.
Absolutely. Now, what booth are you going to be in?
I'm in with the wildlife group, that old Codger Island D's, you know, selling some trees, and I'm shuffling some subscriptions to the magazine Wildlife Trends, and at the same time selling tickets to the QDMA banquet October 12th at the Shriners Temple. $100 a ticket. That's a drawdown for $10,000. Mr. Steve Long is quite involved in that.
Yeah.
And also the Black Belt NWTF banquet November 2nd out at the Waters. That's a sponsor-only banquet, so y'all come down. We'll be glad to talk to you about it. But, hey, big thing, I just want everybody to know Chuck Sykes is a great American.
Huh. Yeah, he is.
Hey, he did not pay me, not yet, to say that, but that boy works his butt off, and we just want to say thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Hey, you must want something. Do you want something?
I wanted first dibs on
computer generated. Sorry,
hey,
sir.
Yeah, that is sad.
That's right. That's right. We all want to be the first ones on that Dallas County piece.
Yeah,
of property.
Despite what all the conspiracy theorists think, this is not just a hunting club for my friends. It is a.
Well, now let's talk about this, because I consider you a friend, buddy.
So you'd probably come better off not being my friend and getting drawn than claiming to be my friend to get drawn.
That's sort of like 1 year Rob and I tried to apply for a media tag for the gator hunt, and he didn't take kindly to that either, so it didn't work. Andy, I want to ask you a quick question about Wildlife Trend Journal. What makes it so much better than the others?
Well, it's the biggest thing is we don't tell you what kind of seed to buy or which tractor or which implement to do. It's all unbiased articles, just trying to help landowners better manage their property without you know, hey, I got to buy this seed or this whatever. So we just, the only thing we sell is information.
It, definitely, you've got it, Andy. That's for sure. You got some good quality writers in there. It's a great magazine. I know I subscribe to it. I like the pictures.
That's the best part. That's
I still think you need to put a connect the dot on the back of it.
He's really wanting a scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
That would really, really sell some subscriptions.
Can't you help me out, brother? Can't you help me out? Folks, y'all get a chance. Go down to the Buckmasters. Go by the Wildlife Group, Wildlife Trends booth down there. See Andy. Now, you're going to have to look at Alan. I apologize about that. But go by and see my buddies.
Hey, easy, Steve. I'm in here too.
Oh, my God.
Get him, boy. Get him.
There you go.
Hey, is man. Eddie Salter down there?
Hey, you I
love Eddie Salter too, man. I can't owl hoot like him. But I just want to make sure. Tell Eddie I'll be down there today.
Hey, one more thing. Andy said that he had quality writers in his magazine, but don't you write in it?
No, I've never been given that opportunity, but you do.
Well that's my point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you. Hey, there's.
Why you gonna write in it? But we there, love you, Steve.
I know y'all do. There's certain months that you know it sort of dips down a little bit, but hey, they'll come back up. You got DeVos writing for it, so you got quality there.
Absolutely.
So, all right, guys, y'all have a good time and try to stay out of trouble.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right, Thank you so much. Man, I tell you what, those are great guys. And that's what's neat about being in the outdoors, Chuck. You make some good friendships.
Oh, absolutely. We go way back with that bunch, like I said, from consulting days to now. And Andy does have a quality publication. And Eddie picked some good trees for Alan to sell.
Don't forget Eddie, because that's the wildlife group right there. You want to be a part of the show, call us 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area. 1-800-239-9544. Cast and blast. Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1 FM. But you don't know what you got till you lose. Well, I was there, and this is now. And I want you back. How many times can I say I'm sorry?
It's the 24th Buckmasters Expo, August 18th through 20th. Admission is free with a can of food. Kids 12 and under free. Shop more than 300 booths from the biggest names in the hunting industry. New outdoor attractions. Meet Chipper Jones, Matt Duff, David Blanton. And Saturday only, see Bill Jordan, Nick Mudd, and NASCAR's Elliott Sadler in the Nationwide booth from 2 to 4. Watch top archers compete. Free riverboat rides Saturday and Sunday. It's the Buckmasters Expo at the Montgomery Convention Center. A hunting event for the entire family.
You can't afford to miss Scott's Outdoors annual customer appreciation.
Moore isn't just part of our name at Wind Creek Atmore. It's a part of who we are, of what we do. We just want to bring you more. More games, more excitement, more action, more winning. More jackpots, more giveaways, more free play, more hot streaks, and more. So when you're ready to get more, come to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Atmore, where your next payday is only a game away. Find your winning moment.
Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters on the Northeastern Bypass, has everything you need, small or large, to bag your game of choice. Guns? No problem. Over 3,000 in stock. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and even the most sophisticated ARs. If you're looking for hunting supplies, don't go where they specialize in selling tennis shoes. Go to Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters at 1201 Northeastern Bypass or call 396-5297. Walter Craig, your Sportsman's Headquarters.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal Housing Lender.
It's the 24th Buckmasters Expo, August 18th through 20th. Admission is free with a can of food. Kids 12 and under free. Shop more than 300 booths from the biggest names in the hunting industry. New outdoor attractions. Meet Chipper Jones, Matt Duff, David Blanton. And Saturday only, see Bill Jordan, Nick Mudd, and NASCAR's Elliott Sadler in the Nationwide booth from 2 to 4. Watch top archers compete. Free riverboat rides Saturday and Sunday. It's the Buckmasters Expo at the Montgomery Convention Center. A hunting event for the entire family.
Deer season is over, and there's no better time to join